Ah, Portugal. There's so much to do, but so little I feel like I have to do when we are here. Talk about a foreign feeling. When we are back from vacation, let's make sure we are still on track with our investment plans. You know, just in case we want to retire here.
With Vanguard Advice, no matter what your retirement goals are, we can help you get there. That's the value of ownership. Visit Vanguard.com and explore Vanguard Advice. All investing is subject to risk. Fund shareholders own the funds that own Vanguard. Services are provided by Vanguard Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, we are going on mission today on Kingdom Pursuits. How fun is that? I just love that. And I also love when my guests are in the studio. And I love it when I've got old friends, which I have all the above today. So we have Stephen Jumper is now like vice president of America International Missions. Give me the right title there.
Yeah, it's Robbie. Thank you so much for having me on today. This is exciting. I'm area coordinator, vice president for North America for International Commission.
International Commission. And I love that word because it's like being a salesman, you know, we love a good commission. Don't you love a good commission, Carmen? I know you do. And so with that whole idea of international, the name of the organization, right, is International. Is it International Mission or International Commission?
International Commission, just like the Great Commission. And that's what it's all about sharing the gospel throughout the world. But you've picked up on a key point, and that is for 50 years of our history, we have exclusively gone overseas and gone internationally, sharing the gospel around the world. IC, we call it IC for short, has infrastructure throughout the world. Similar folks like myself and regional people, and then all kind of friends and volunteers that help us put short-term mission projects together. But guess what? We've made a strategic decision to go to North America.
We need some. We need some. Right. Commissioning here. And so, you know, I've always told people as the Christian car guy, you know, the thing that originally, you know, got me involved in ideas about the Bible was this idea of the Great Commission, right?
And absolutely.
And so, you know, that whole thing is great. But so you would imagine as I got ready to talk today, I might mention commission, but I didn't. I went with international. So speaking of international, here it comes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
She's trying to find it, but she's going to find it. Here she goes. It's... It's time to play shenanigans, as Stephen would know, on, you know, Kingdom Pursuits. So, here we go. Boy, we're struggling. We're going to get the mute. There you go. I always feel better when I tell these when I can hear myself. Ba-boom. Makes you feel better, doesn't it, Stephen? So, the number one tip for international commission skydivers. Are you aware of this? When they really have to go to the remote places, they skydive. Have you ever seen that, Carmen?
Yes, I can picture that.
Okay. And so, you know, if you're giving them tips, Stephen, what's the first tip you talk to when you give when you're given to an international mission skydiver? What's the first tip?
Have a parachute.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
All right.
Right. Come on now, Christian, that's funny. We're expecting laughs, at least smiles. Okay. Number two, and this is actually North America. Where do you find the most snow in North America? Where do you find the most snow in North America?
It's sure not Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
No, that's definitely not the right answer.
Well, I'll ask a local, Alaska local, or Alaska local. I have to say that just right, and I didn't. Alaska noble, a local.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Robbie, because we're working for 2023 on projects in North America, and Alaska is a potential location for us. So
that is cool in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
All right. So you knew there was more of this, didn't you? So every TV program in Geneva is about time. Did you know that? Did you know that every TV program in Geneva is about time? Do you know why?
No idea.
Steven, you're like this.
It's a Swiss watch kind of thing?
It's exactly what the Swiss watch. That's good. I don't often get a riddler who can actually riddle, but he did. It's what the Swiss watch. We'll see how you did. Since he's good doing good, these international puns. Here we go. We got our last one here. Catwoman decided to move to Nepal. Her husband did as well. You know why?
No.
Catwoman decided to move to Nepal. Her husband did as well. You know why, Stephen?
You got me on that one, Robbie.
It's what cat man do. You gotta like that one. It's what cat man do. So you knew at the end of those actual shenanigans, I would have a riddle that you could call in and win today. And so here's your riddle. Pretty easy in my opinion. We'll sort of see how many people, how fast they can call in. Who was the original international commissioner, but he wasn't free to roam? Who was the original international commissioner, but he wasn't free to roam? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. Don't answer that one, Stephen. I see you. Yeah. You've got it lined up on your mouth. 866-348-7884. And if they can answer that, Carmen, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win one of our wonderful mystery prizes from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. So call in if you know and let me know.
And that vault is just gets stocked up every week with all sorts of mysteries. 866-348-7884. Stu is a plunderer. I don't know if you knew that. If you know Stu, did you know that, Stephen?
Yes.
And
I see his giveaways every week.
And so... Stu has this amazing ability. I think it comes with the Everson blood to learn how to plunder. And so, you know, at the end of every NRB, when we're leaving he goes, Robbie, you know what the word is? Plunder. You know, that's what the pirates did. And so, you know, you go to all the booths. Is there anything you don't want to ship back or whatever? And the next thing you know, you've got a Kingdom Pursues prize vault that's just loaded for you to call in and win. 866-348-7884. So, Stephen, when you originally got involved, right? This is back in 2013. You were doing international stuff. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I met a gentleman by the name of Jeff Chetwood, who is the area coordinator for Southeast Asia for International Commission. And he invited me on a mission trip to the Philippines. And it absolutely changed my life. We were there. It was our short-term projects overseas typically run about 2 weeks. You're actually on the ground evangelizing and presenting the gospel, sharing the gospel with individuals and families.
How does that work? So, you know, the Philippines, was this a highly populated area, or were you out in the woods somewhere? Or what?
Yes, it's a combination of both. Iloilo, Philippines, is a small town. Right. And then... the population around it is very rural.
So you walk into town and you go, hey, guys. I mean, how does that work? What happens?
Yeah, so we partner with local churches.
Okay.
On that particular project, that was a pretty big project. We had, I think, 12 to 15 churches all working together, along with 30 volunteers from the U.S. who flew in. And then we pair those volunteers up with the individual churches, two or three volunteers per church. The pastor congregation members will take them out in their community. It's nice to have preset appointments, if you will, because we do what's called Operation Andrew, which is an old Billy Graham methodology, where 6 to 9 months before the project actually takes place, the church members are identifying non-believers in their community, writing their names down, praying for them.
Oh, wow. I know you're excited to hear the rest of this story, so we got to go to a break, as you can tell. And I'm shocked. I'm shocked that no one has called in with what I thought was possibly the easiest Kingdom Pursuits quiz I've ever done. 866-34-TRUTH. All you got to do is tell us which was the first original co-missionary who wasn't free to roam. And we got more with Steve.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we are so blessed to have with us Stephen Jumper, with International Co-Missions, the area represented for North America. How cool is that? And when we left our hero, Steve, he was in the Philippines in a little bitty town with all these different volunteers coming in to this little town. And so take us from there.
Sure. So, again, I was saying that, there might be 2, 3, 4 volunteers paired up with a local church. And during the week, the pastor and congregation members are taking them out into their neighborhood. And that neighborhood is typically a jungle, very rural, like you've already indicated, Robbie. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
So you're one of these people that went. And the neat thing I love is that obviously these people's neighbor that was, just down the jungle from them, had been praying for them for a month. There was their name, and you knew a little bit about what was going on. I imagine you had a translator. Can you describe the hut or whatever it was that you went, that your first one you went into? So here, I bet you were nervous.
Yep. Actually, the first encounter I had was with a family on the side of the road selling fruits and vegetables. It was
really?
Actually an actual street and a road. But time after time after time, it was a hut with a dirt floor and a hammock is all they had, or a box, a wooden box on stilts that you had to climb up into, and no furniture, just a wood floor, and you would sit on the wood floor and make your gospel presentation. Actually, Robbie, incredibly intimate for someone to invite you into their home, no matter what their home looks like, and give you the time to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's an incredible, incredible experience.
And for them, it's an incredible experience that somebody would come all this way, that they would care, that they would care enough about me to come all this way to see me. I mean, I'm just a little person in a hut, or I'm on the side of the road. I think it makes a huge impact that those people are coming all this way, right?
Yeah, it really does. And the Holy Spirit is at work the whole time. The 6 to 9 months before the project, the prayer, the Operation Andrew process is so important. As you know, prayer is so vital in any ministry. And then you realize that the Holy Spirit has brought you there across the world to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you participate in God's kingdom work like that, it is an amazing thing to see. People's lives get changed. You literally, when they accept Christ right there, they've never heard of Jesus before. They receive Christ. They want the forgiveness of sins. And their whole complexion changes, Robbie. It just comes off of them. You can just absolutely see it. Now, people kept asking us for years, why are you going to the Philippines? Why are you going to Africa? We need the gospel here in the United States. And so guess what? That's what we're doing now in North America.
So take us into one of those huts, the one that you remember, like, I cannot believe, God, that you gave me the honor of being the person to deliver that message. Can you describe the family to us the day that happened?
Sure. There was one particular instance where I was with a family of the the dad was out in the field working. It was the middle part of the day. And the mom was there, and maybe her sister were visiting. But there was about five or six kids, three of which were grown children, three of which were smaller teenagers. And we sat there, and the translator translated. I made my whole presentation, and they all received Christ. It was an incredible thing. But then I hear this motorcycle coming up, and oh my gosh, Dad's coming home. What's he gonna think? I think I was the only man in the room, and what's he gonna think? You know, the woman had already indicated to us that she was having issues in her marriage through the translator. There was some abuse going on with her physically, and then some alcohol abuse going on with him. So I was actually got to the point where, am I going to encounter a man that's going to see another guy in his house?
And he has a machete, right?
And he has a machete, right, exactly. But it was an amazing thing to watch. He came in, he was very humble, and he let me present the gospel to him and talk about the forgiveness of sins and a new life in Christ. And he received all that, and it was just an incredible experience. A lot of tears were shed on that floor that day.
Wow. Yeah, you had to say, oh God, you went from that place of like, well, yeah, this might not, and to all of a sudden God, the Holy Spirit just came in and just like, man. And yep. So obviously your heart was captured.
Absolutely.
And you thought, well, you know, what a neat thing. So when was the idea birthed to take this to North America?
Well, as you know, back in February, March of 2020, there was a little thing called COVID.
Yeah, I remember.
And so that our leadership team got to looking at a new strategy, looking toward North America. As you can imagine, all our international flights got shut down. The projects got delayed. And for a period of time, we were not able to go overseas and do these projects. And typically, we're doing probably north of 20, 25 projects a year throughout the world. And so the decision was made, let's work on this in North America. And we have had a couple projects already last year in the United States. So,
wow. Yeah, isn't it amazing? You know, my daughter actually went to Samford University to be a missionary, and that was her original hope, but every single mission trip every year got canceled due to COVID. So, and interestingly, she ends up in the inner city schools of Birmingham kind of being a missionary there in a Christian school. She graduated this year, and COVID changed the course of her life. It looked like she was going to be, you know, a missionary to Africa, but ends up kind of being a missionary right here in Birmingham, Alabama, as a result of, you know, what God's doing through this kind of thing. So were you on that original American? What can you tell us? What's the difference when you go into the street? And
right.
What is that like?
Yeah, so we had two small projects to begin with, one in Destin, Florida, and one in Jerome, Idaho, that were very small. But really,
okay, what interesting two. I mean, I don't know who picked those two, right. But that's really cool. Destin, Florida, which is pretty much a metropolis from my perspective. I mean, especially compared to, what's the name of Juniper, Idaho?
Jerome, Idaho.
Jerome, Idaho. You may not know this, Stephen, but I am from Idaho. I was born in Pocatello.
All right.
And so I can assure you the difference between Destin, Florida and wherever Idaho is like this. These are two different worlds and two different cultures of gigantic proportions. So were you on both those?
I was not on both those. What I was going to tell you about was the project that was kind of, we met in the middle, and we met in the middle in Butler, Missouri.
No.
our project that we consider a model project going forward. For our upcoming projects in Farmington, New Mexico, and Norman, Oklahoma next month.
Oh, really? You're going to Farmington?
Yep. So
I also lived in New Mexico for a number of years. In fact, that's where I graduated from high school. So I'm very familiar. Farmington's clear on the eastern side, you know, almost in Amarillo, Texas. So.
Right.
And it's a small community. And that would be an interesting... You might find a mud floor there, too, by the way.
Right. So, real quickly, in Butler, Missouri, there was about six or seven churches that participated, and we had about 15 volunteers, maybe 20 volunteers there. And in 4 days of ministry, we made 950 gospel presentations to people, and 110 people made first-time professions to receive Christ. So we said, wow, this could work in the U.S. And we are excited to go to New Mexico. We're actually going to be on Navajo Indian Reservation.
Okay. And where there will be mud floors a lot of times.
Yes.
Yeah, they live in adobe houses. I've been there.
Right.
And so how cool. So you got a church there in Farmington with church?
Right. We have three churches participating in Farmington and eight churches participating in Norman, Oklahoma.
And so those churches have been on this project for 6 months or for some period of time?
So our initial presentation was made back in April, and they started praying for their church members and church family and then their local community and trying to identify non-believers that they wanted to kind of focus in on prayer and focus in on the project when we get there. It's really a powerful thing, Robbie, when someone comes from the outside and works with a local person in your area, that energy and synergy together, really, there's something going on there with the Holy Spirit, because you're able to say, just like you identified in the Philippines, hey, you know, Stephen came all the way from the United States to the Philippines to present Jesus. But it's just as powerful to say, Stephen came from North Carolina to Butler, Missouri to tell you about Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Exactly. And but to me, the thing I love about Operation Andrew is that the prayer happens before it. It's just like the guy in the motorcycle. I can assure you, somebody been working on his heart, you know, for months, you know, before that person says the first word and all those things. And I'll tell you that, you know, what a cool thing, because Navajo people are quite different and they don't necessarily speak English. And you don't find just a lot of Navajo translators, just telling you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm really interested to hear what happens about that. But meanwhile, oh my goodness, are you shocked? I'm shocked. Who was the original international missionary, but he wasn't free to roam? You don't know that? 866-348-7884. Maybe you have a question for Steve. Stephen, 866-34-TRUTH. We've got so much more Kingdom Pursuits. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And so amazing today, our good friend Stephen Jumper, Stu and you go way, way back, don't you, Steve?
Yep, probably 15 years.
Yeah, you guys are good friends. And also, those of you who are familiar with Andy Bowersox's Energized Ministry, Stephen, you've volunteered on a lot of his projects, and now your wife is over the Pastor's Wives division of Energized Ministry. So how fun is that?
Yeah, that's great. Last year, Andy and I went to Western Kentucky.
Oh, I remember.
For the tornado relief, and right now Andy is up in Eastern Kentucky, scouting out potential work right up there. But yeah. My wife was interested in women's ministries and approached Andy with the idea of, what are you doing for pastors' wives? And he was not really focusing on that. And so she...
You're now the director.
Yes, yeah, she's in charge.
So how exciting. I have Marilyn in Virginia who's calling in on my riddle, and somebody else is calling in, so don't let them go because we want to talk to them too. So Marilyn, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Are you listening on WLES out of Richmond?
I'm actually listening out of a station from Cary, North Carolina.
Ah, wonderfully. Okay. So what part of Virginia do you live in?
Lynchburg.
Oh, cool. Well, we actually, we now have a station in Lynchburg.
Oh, okay.
And I wish I had the call letters in front of me. Oh. Stu's probably going to be, he's wringing his hands right now. Robbie, you don't know. Maybe I'll get that. We'll have to figure out a way to get that to you when we send you your prize, which I'm sure you're going to win, because I'm going to bet you know which missionary, right, was the original international missionary, and he wasn't free to roam.
Okay, so I have it down to two, but I'm going to guess Mark.
Mark? Oh, you're exactly right. He certainly wasn't free to roam, especially after Paul got on him. You know, there you go.
Right.
And so that is so cool. I love Mark. And what an interesting story, isn't it, of that conflict?
But they worked it out, so.
Yeah, Barnabas, the whole shenanigan there. So, well, thank you for listening and for calling in today. And again, we're going to give, when we send you the prize package, Carmen, can you get her the new call letters and the frequency for the station in Lynchburg? Wonderful. Thank you so much, Marilyn. God bless.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. So we also have with us Miss Ann Ault.
Yes.
Famous rock star of the early 1960s and accomplished actress extraordinaire in so many different adventures and Odyssey, people that she played. And then, of course, Christian Cargai Theater. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that all the amazing roles we've had a chance to play together. Really, really. So you have an answer other than Mark?
My answer would have been Paul, because he wasn't free to roam.
He wasn't.
R-O-M-E or R-O-A-M.
He would be, and again, you could go with Saul. His later name to change to Paul. You know, we would go.
That's true.
All are winners. How are you doing? Did you have a better week?
Oh, yes. In fact, today God just gave me some ideas to kind of soothe my the pain of earth life. But that's okay. Wonderful shows. Boy, the riches, the plethora of riches between the Christian Cargai and this show and Steve, all he's doing, it's so, so inspiring. And you don't have to send me a book from the vault, because I think some of my books are there.
Yeah, we could send a some of your own. Yeah, we could do that. But, you know, those of us, we need to be praying for Anne's movie. It's called The Heart's Desire. She has had this heart's desire to make this movie for a number of years. And it's in Hollywood right now. They're strongly considering it. And those people that we often had with the God in Hollywood, we used to do that segment here. They're considering it at Kappa Studios along with some other folks. So how cool. Have we made progress this week, Anne?
Yeah, a little bit. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. And, you know, just the legalities and all that stuff. I'm learning it as always. It is so complex getting a dream fulfilled. But with all the prayers and also, you know, even in the stories from what you are talking about now, but also Christian Cargai, the stories are so inspiring, but God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we ask or think, and especially when it's for His glory. And I know that this film needs to be done. For 21 years, I've known that.
So yeah, I love that it's getting so close, because we prayed so much about it. Well, thank you for calling in, Anne, and being a winner.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, thank you for your ministry, you guys. You're so inspiring. You know, you always are, Robbie. I'm laughing all the time. Okay, I'll let you go.
Thank you, and God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
So, Steve, we talked about we're going to Farmington, New Mexico. That's exciting as it can be. It's right by Elephant Butte Lake, if you want to know. If you need to cool off and you're in Farmington this time of year, I'm just saying. Elephant Butte Lake is right around the corner. It's nice. But anyway, the second place you're going to is
Norman, Oklahoma.
Another hot one, right? And Norman, Oklahoma is a little bit more populated, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a suburb of Oklahoma City. And so that'll be really interesting. Two different contrasts, really, because Farmington will be rural. And like you said, almost like going abroad with the Native Americans. But really looking forward to that. There's a lot of study that's going into it. Our team's doing a lot of studying about Native Americans and the history, and we just want to love on them and, of course, share Jesus with them.
And here's the cool thing about what he's talking about. I'm hoping you're picking up on this. Stephen is not a full-time missionary, okay? He's a financial guy, all right, and a wonderful friend. But, you know, the first one he went on, he just went to a Jeff Chatwood meeting, and they signed you up. And so you're looking for volunteers, right, this very minute, right, to go on these kind of trips. And, wow, you could be blessed out of your socks if you feel this tug on your shirt right now from God saying, you know, you could do that. Yeah, you could, especially somewhere in America.
Absolutely.
And how fun is to get signed up. What do they need to do?
Well, all our projects are listed on our website, internationalcommission.org, all one word. And you can go and see all of our projects, both North America projects and international projects. And it has an apply button, and you just click apply and provide a little information. And the project coordinator will be in contact with you on several other things to do. But, yeah, we our ministry partners support us in a number of different ways. And volunteering and going on trips is a great way to get exposure to our organization. You really learn about what we do by participating. I promise you'll come away incredibly changed. It'll be an amazing experience.
Yeah, and your comfort zone may get stretched, but that could be what God has in mind. But also you need ministry partners, right? That's another big thing that can be that and do that as God puts that on your heart, right?
Sure. We first ask for prayer, and I definitely want to ask your listeners to pray for us, pray for International Commission, our organization as a whole, and then pray for this new part, North America. This is a startup organization for us, and there's a lot to do. There's a lot of planning taking place already for 2023. Approaching the United States is going to be a little bit different, as you know, where our culture is today. And so we ask for prayer. We also ask for ministry partners that will financially support us, because we all do raise our own financial support. And you can do that through the website also, in several different ways. There's a give page. And then, again, like you've mentioned, go on a project with us.
Oh, how fun. So we got one more segment of Kingdom Pursuits. So stay with us. We got... Really, it's amazing, amazing, amazing to me what God does with just ordinary folks, right? That's the ones he really, really seems to bless. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And Steve, Stephen Jumper with International Co-Missions, and we're talking about so many cool things. But Stephen, during the break, you shared a verse with me, and you feel free to get your phone back and load it up here, because this verse just says volumes about what he and I both have experienced in so many different ways. But go ahead and pull that up and share it with our listeners.
Sure. It's John 14, verse 12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
Right. And so as Stephen was telling me about that, he said, I didn't even tell you about the story where I planted a church, right? And like,
well, God planted the church.
I know God planted the church, but you got to be part of planting a church in the Philippines. Tell us the story.
Yeah. So it just so happens that one of my partners lived in Missouri and was Filipino. And she had a friend that lived in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that heard we were going to the Philippines. She said, you've got to go minister to my family. So we got special permission one day to go off the main project, and the lady in Philadelphia paid for our transportation, paid for our food, and we drove 2 hours up the coast in a jeepney truck, which is a very uncomfortable
right.
vehicle to be transported in on a rocky dirt road. But We went up there and witnessed to about 50, 60 family members, and then another 25-plus neighbors came out of the jungle, and 75 to 90 people received Christ that day. And after we left, the pastor followed up, and they decided to start a church. And they started a church with a remote pastor, but today they have their own pastor and their own church. And when I say they started a church, you know, you might think of a church building. Well, we're talking about grass walls and a tin roof.
Well, it's the people that are the church.
That's right.
Right. And right. And if they got 110, 120 people, believe me, there's a few churches I've been to recently.
Right.
They might have a building, but, you know.
That's right.
So, you know, what a spectacular thing. So you were saying you didn't understand what that verse actually meant. And again, we don't do those things. We just see what he does, right? And away you go. And I love what your friend told you. Wow, Steve, they gave you a whole, you're the director of the North American continent. You got a whole continent.
Got a whole continent.
There's only seven of those. And you
and I was telling Robbie earlier in the show that about 10 or 15 years ago, I started praying the prayer of Jabez that God would expand my territory. And then I go around the world sharing the gospel, and now
a continent.
North America.
Wow. So again, give out those resources for people that want to find out more. Like if they want to hook up with, you know, think about going on one of these trips, be one of your prayer warriors. Where do they need to go?
So you can go to internationalcommission.org, our website there, or you can email me at stephen.jumper@ic-world.org, and we can somehow get you that a little bit plainer.
Well, the way it is, if you go to Kingdom Pursuits, that link is there actually to his LinkedIn page, a wonderful video, all sorts of stuff that goes to the International Commission website. There's all there at kingdompursuits.com as well. Pretty easy to get hooked up. And believe me when I tell you that, you know, if you're feeling that tug and God's saying, hey, because, you know, would you have ever dreamed from 2013 that this is where you would be today?
Would never have dreamed it, Robbie. And amazing. It's an amazing journey.
And when you think of, like, all these people in the Philippines, right, that they have gone on to, right, make more disciples and more disciples and more disciples, the light that's shining. And what you think of what Jeff Chetwood, right, because we both know Jeff.
Right.
He was a member of Calvary when, you know, years ago, was Stu and I, and all the people in Southeast Asia, because he has only half a continent, you know. Southeast Asia. I guess there's a Northeast Asia guy, but anyway, that's beyond cool.
Yeah, and I tell you, Robbie, the neat thing about focusing on North America is impacting the culture in the United States with the current state of things. Think about if we did more of this, more of our churches went out and did more evangelism, presented the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's such a misunderstanding about the Bible. Jesus is one of the most misunderstood men and God in all of history.
Of course. He's got an enemy that just wants to just, yeah.
So it is a blessing to be able to focus on the United States, and we're going to find unique, exciting new ways to present the gospel to people that haven't heard the gospel, or they think they know the gospel.
And got Canada too, by the way.
That's right.
And you know, it's amazing some of the neat ministries that I'm in connected with in Canada. But oh, there's big holes. Like, you know, if you've got missions in Alaska, believe me, there's all sorts of places in Canada. That's beyond cool. Again, yep. Go to kingdompursuits.com. It's International Co-Mission. And how cool is that? Stephen, thank you for being with us. Have
Robbie,
fun.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
And now, oh, wow, what a treat you have coming at you, because you're listening to the Truth Network. I can tell you right now, Masculine Journey starts here now at 12:30. But where right now is starting Encouraging Prayer. Pastor James has an amazing story about his dishwasher that you get to hear. And then it's time to man up with Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare. Shatowata. You got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Thanks for listening. Oh, I appreciate it so much.
This is the Truth Network.